It's going to open a conversation, a really truly conversation based on a lot of facts and really what's out there in the country. This study came out of our long-range plan, which the industry-wide long-range plan really identified that a significant amount of traceability was important both for our market development globally or domestically, as well as to help us in a disease outbreak. So NCBA took this challenge. It also said, the long-range plan, that we need an economic analysis of what's going on and a feasibility study. So NCBA contracted with World Perspectives last summer to do this study. So they've been doing a deep dive with lots of producers from all across the nation about what their attitudes are, how they feel, are they participating, what's keeping them back from participating in some kind of a traceability program. And so this study wrapped up in December, and we hope that that will really start the conversation about where do our members want to go, where does the cattle industry need to go, how can it help us, you know, what are our risks if we don't adopt some kind of a more robust traceability system.
And Houston said it is an emotional topic.
Obviously, the technology always comes up, whether, and I say technology, meaning means of identification, whether it's our brands that some people hold dear, whether it's low frequency, high frequency, whether it's something that's yet to come. And then it's always data confidentiality. Who holds the data? Who's going to be able to get it? All these things will have to be discussed. And there is a working group that's already started a little work on that based on out of an animal disease traceability forum that was had. So over the next few months, we really see this developing and using what they found out in the study, because they also looked at our nine large competing countries that we compete against in the export market and what started their traceability system. And most of those were started by an incident, usually a disease incident. So we have the chance to be proactive in getting our industry involved in this. But if we want it grassroots, we want to be equitable, everybody along the chain. So those are the conversations we'll be having over the next few months.